From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. For this week's installment of our summer reading series, we turn to Jeff Bezos, founder and CEO of Amazon.com. Bezos doesn't just sell books, he's an avid reader himself. He first became a fan of science fiction when he spent summers working on his grandfather's ranch in a small Texas town.
Some guy in town had donated his whole science fiction collection to the library, and so over the course of several summers, I sort of read through their science fiction collection, and that got me, you know, started with all the great classics like Heinlein and Asimov and so on.
Bezos likes science fiction because it brings him in contact with new ideas. He just finished reading Down and Out in the Magic Kingdom by sci-fi writer Cory Doctorow.
It's a very interesting book about a reputation currency. Basically, people run around earning reputations, and there's this big, huge database that keeps track of everybody's reputation, and that's how people kind of allocate scarce resources.
Bezos has a deal with his wife that draws him away from science fiction now and then. She'll read sci-fi if he'll read literary fiction.
We sort of trade recommendations. So I got her to read Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson, for example. And she got me to read what turned out to be my favorite novel of all time, which is Remains of the Day.
Kazuo Ishiguro's 1993 novel tells the story of an aging, repressed English butler named Stevens.
The kind of message in it so resonates with me that, you know, you want to be sure you're living your life in such a way that when you're 80 years old, you have as few regrets as possible.
Bezos says his reading list this summer contains another book recommended by his wife.
The Paris Review Book of Heartbreak, Madness, Sex, Love, Betrayal, Outsiders, Intoxication, War, Whimsy, Horrors, God, Death, Dinner, Baseball, Travels, The Art of Writing, and Everything Else in the World Since 1953. It's an anthology of short stories by sort of a who's who of writers.
He also plans to read Gentlemen of Space, a new novel by Ira Shear.
The protagonist gets picked to be the first civilian to go to the moon, and while he's on the moon, various strange things happen in his life, and he ends up deciding to, you know, stay on the moon, even though he doesn't, you know, have enough life support stuff to do that. So, you know, my wife thought that this would combine my fascination with space, science fiction, and literary fiction.
Also on his shelf are books on a pair of subjects that have recently caught his interest, old maps and Roman engineering. So, Bezos has rounded up a number of books, some of them out of print, and looks forward to learning more. There's just one problem.
I'm a horribly broken linear reader. It's hard for me to kind of just dip into the middle of a book, a nonfiction book, and not sort of feel guilty about it. This is some sort of overhang from schooling.
Bezos says he buys many more books than he reads, and he shops at his own store. If you look for it, you'll find on the Amazon website a wish list for Jeff Bezos of Seattle, Washington, who describes himself as known for his laugh. He's delighted when he receives books as gifts.
Absolutely, and I encourage that behavior.
Jeff Bezos is the founder and CEO of Amazon.com. To read more about Jeff Bezos and previous summer readers, please visit our website at npr.org.